We've been talking about this for a couple weeks here on the program. We are so happy to have in the studio this morning musician Montana Best, who's a Frankfort resident. Montana, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Your uncle had called me a week or so, or a couple weeks ago, and said, hey, are you familiar? There's a local guy making some big waves and getting some Billboard awards and trying to do some good things. And I said, no, tell me more. And so he hooked me up with you. You and I have talked. I've listened to some of your music. I've got one here. I think it's called The Reason, one you had sent me. I'm going to play a little bit of it at some point here on the program. We've got just about 10 minutes on this. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself. You went to Frankfort High School. You're 25 years old. You're a guy right here in Frankfort. How did you get into music after high school?
So, I mean, through school, I kind of always was into music, but I didn't know how to, like, record myself or, like, take it, you know, serious. So I kind of just, like, recorded myself on my phone, like, singing covers, and I did that for a long time. And then me and one of my buddies, like, right out of school, we got this house together, and I found out that he, like, also did music, and he actually had a laptop and was, like, you know, had the software to record. So we just kind of started going, you know, getting serious about it. And I did that for, like, a year, and I ended up getting, like, heard by this, like, producer trio out of Indianapolis called One Mind. And they actually produced for, like, French Montana for his track, I think it was called Unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think that just went, like, 9 times platinum, like, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I started working with them. They flew me out to L.A. I started working with this publishing company called Pulse, and they ended up getting one of my tracks that I wrote in front of 88 Rising. And then 88 Rising started emailing me. We started working from there. They flew me out to New York, and I was finishing up Rich Brian's album. And basically by the end of that week, the founder of 88 Rising, he just said, hey man, like, we want to sign you. So
mm-hmm.
from there, it just kind of.
So was you doing cartwheels once you got signed?
I wasn't doing cartwheels. I mean, in my head, yeah. I was,
but, yeah, right.
But just, I don't know. I was, you know, I was in shock because that's what I wanted to happen. Like, I worked so hard to get to that point. So for it to just.
You know how lucky you are. Because so many people, and not luck, I mean, you have talent, of course, that brings that to the table, but so many people have talent too, and they do the right things, and they go to the right places, they talk to the right people, but you gotta have a little luck to get signed, man, because there's a lot of good artists out there.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why, like, I see a lot of people be like, oh, if you just, like, you know, hard work and determination, it's like, yeah, that gets you, like, that does work to a point.
Right.
But there is luck involved in that. Like, I was at the right place in the right time, and it just, you know.
So do you play any instruments or just primarily singing and writing and producing?
I tried to play guitar one time. I started playing. I was taking lessons a little bit. And then I kind of just, I don't know, kind of just fell out of it. And then, but yeah, mostly just sing. And then, I engineer myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I get them sounding, like, good enough that I can pitch them as demos. But,
right.
But that's about it.
So what's the future hold? What's next for you?
Well, I just released my EP about 3 weeks ago, and that video is actually dropping tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
Where can we find that?
On YouTube, on 88 Rising's page.
Okay.
And from there, I'm just working on my album. It's not really anything concrete right now. I'm kind of mm-hmm. just stacking the tracks up to get to a point where I can start looking at songs for an album. So, other than that, just writing stuff for other artists. And
so do you, your uncle had mentioned, a couple Billboard awards that you had, what was that?
So I got I wrote on this album, called Mirrors by this artist named Jackson Wang. And it went number one, on the Billboard charts, in China. And it's like it's the most viewed or the most played album in China's history.
Wow.
Apparently. from what I read. So, yeah, so I got a plaque for that. It's pretty cool. I got it hanging up.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of that.
Yeah,
too.
It's pretty cool. I've always seen like producers have those on their walls, and I was one of one, so it was cool to get one.
All right. So you were telling me a little bit that you can, of course, if you're writing, you could work remotely and everything, so you can stay right here in Frankfort and do quite a bit. I was listening to your music, and it sounds like it would be pretty hard to pull off live, you know? So yeah. I was kind of wondering if we will see you touring maybe once you get a couple more albums dropped or what?
Who knows? I hope so. I hope so, definitely. I hope to. I hope this COVID stuff, you know, kind of just...
Yeah, we're pointing the right direction, I think.
We can get stuff started back up.
So do you see more... what was it like shooting a music video? Was it surreal or weird or easy or not what you expected? Or
I'm more of a reserved person, like, anyway. So, like, anything... Like, I push myself to do stuff like that. It's a total different experience.
Yeah,
like
you
you walk like just the cameras being like right in your face and like everything, and you got to act like, you know, the camera's not there.
Right.
You got people standing behind the camera like looking at you, and you kind of got to just like go into your own world and just go crazy. And it was a different experience. I was definitely nervous, but at the end of the day, I'm glad I did it.
Did you have one artist or artists or group or something growing up that really kind of inspired you? You thought, hey, I want to be like them or do that? Or what got your interest in music in high school?
Yeah, so I've always been, like, into the whole, like, rock scene and one of my favorite bands is this band called Sleeping With Sirens. And I actually got the lead singer from that band on my song.
Wow.
So... That kind of came full circle. It was pretty crazy. And, that type of music. And then I got into, like, rap and hip-hop and stuff like that as well. So I kind of blend, like, my sounds together. I don't have, like, just one sound. So that's where...
So when you talk about writing remotely, is that something you do on, like, a Zoom deal and you guys are talking to each other and they may be in L.A. and you're here in Frankfurt or whatever?
Yeah, so most of the sessions have been Zoom sessions. Due to COVID, I was just out in LA, last month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last month I was out in LA for about a week at this writing camp, that AD Rising had. And that's where they basically just fly out a bunch of writers and producers, and you just go, they pair you with different writers and producers each day, and you kind of just come up with as many songs as you can, and then whatever the best ones are, then they use those. And that was a pretty cool experience.
So before we let you go, is there anyone that you want to thank or who's been instrumental in helping you get this, you know, that gave you that one piece of support that you really needed?
I'll say my wife, my family in general. They have supported me from day one with it. So I shout out to them.
All right. We'll look for them on the back of a CD or album or something. So I know in this day and age of technology, there's probably, you know, three or four different ways you could get an album once you get it dropped and some of your music. Is there one spot we need to be looking for you at if we want to go put your name in a search engine or something?
You can find me on Instagram, mostly under 1996 Montana. Anything 88 Rising, if you go to their page, I'm on there as well. So, and then streaming service wise, just Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, any streaming service is on all platforms.
All right. Well, Montana Best, from Frankfort, Indiana, we wish you the best and, keep in touch with us. You've got my email, my phone number and everything. So, we'll catch you down the road then. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, man. Yep.